It is if I think I'm a guy that's really bought into step three, God's going to build with me and do with me as he will. It's not my job to know. I just need to show up and take the actions. It's hard to stay there. It's really hard to live there. But it's the most important thing that a guy like me can do. Through a series of continuously kind of building up a decent life and then burning it down and building up a decent life and burning it down, I remember I had a relationship ending a couple years ago, and I was sitting and I was doing a sponsor change. And I never thought I would do a sponsor change, but I was sitting there and I just felt myself drawn to this man, and we were spending a lot of time together, and then I was telling him about the thing that was going on and how right I was, and you know, this breakup, and what would, you know, she or whatever, right? Because I'm selfish and self-centered, and I know that I'm right. Anyway, this man looked at me and he said, "You're violently verbally abusive, and you think you can do anything you want to anybody because you're Mike." And I looked at the guy and I just started to cry, because I knew he was right. And I fell apart right in front of him, and I said, I know you're right when you say that. I don't like to hear that, but I know that you're right. And how come no one will say that to me? And he said, "Because people are impressed with what they think you are. Because you're successful in business, you have this stuff, you've got the AA resume." But he said, "I don't care about any of that stuff. I care how do you treat God's kids and what kind of person you are." And I remember I looked and I said, "Because no one will say anything to me like that." And he said, I asked a dumb question. I said, "Well, what do I do?" And he said, "That's a dumb question, because you know exactly what to do, right?" But I have this idea often that, like, I don't. I act helpless. It's like coming into AA. It's like, "Well, what do you do?" "Well, I don't know. Ask someone to sponsor you, and then they'll tell you what to do," right? And the reality of it is, I'll just finish the story. He said, "What I think is better than a good answer is really good questions, because from really good questions come really good answers." And I said, I think a really good question you ask yourself is, what kind of man do you want to be? And if you'll ask yourself that in the morning when you wake up and you start to do your readings and your prayer and you're sitting there quietly and you ask yourself what kind of man you want to be, the answers are going to flood in. And then it's just a matter of you doing it. You aren't helpless, right? And I started to do that. I still do that. And it's not hard for me, right? I'm a guy who's a member of Alcoholics Anonymous. I want to show up and be a good servant in AA. I want to light up the rooms when I walk into them. I want to make people feel welcome. I want to try to get outside of myself and get into other people. I've got two daughters. I want to be a really good father, and I want to be present for my kids. I've got a business. I used to sit there and run a business and think, these people work for me, right? I had this ego. I mean, it exists, but it's like, I remember calling my sponsor once, ripping. I was like, "These people work for me, man. I signed the front of the checks. They need to get it figured out." And he was like, he said, "You work for them. Your job is to go to work to make their job as easy as possible, set them up for success. And if you'll do that, your business will thrive. But stop thinking that these people, you gave them a job and they need to bow down to you and kiss their ring. Go to work and make their job easier, set them up to win." And it's just but it's Alcoholics Anonymous. It ain't rocket science. It's the exact principles that we learn in here. It's the things that we are taught to do in Alcoholics Anonymous, which most importantly, as I said earlier, need to be brought out into my life, right? The big book's very clear that a much more needed demonstration of these principles lies before us in our homes, occupations, and affairs. I say it again because it's on my mind, and I already said it once, but it's like, it's easy for me to show up at AA and be a hotshot, right? The thing I'm in right now is I'm in a relationship with a woman, and I've got a tongue and a foul mouth that's just not, it's not okay. But if I start to feel a certain type of way, then I think it's okay for me to tell you how I feel, however I want to tell you. And it's not kind, and it's not loving, and it's not okay. And then I got to sit with that and reflect and realize that, you know, as good as I think I'm doing, I got a long way to go. You know, most importantly, I'm obviously not doing as good as I think I'm doing. And I need to get realigned and re-pivoted toward what it is that I'm supposed to be here doing. Which, again, isn't rocket science. I believe firmly for me that God got me sober to help his kids. To be here, to be an example in Alcoholics Anonymous. Not up here. This is great. But at the detox. At the treatment center. Grabbing the guy, bringing him to the meeting. Feeding him a meal. Doing, like helping the guy who can't do anything for me one-on-one. The inconvenient stuff.